complication.
Because I have one here.
I'm interested in making broccoli.
No, I'm interested in
what do you want?
Only if everybody says I can.
Yeah, it says the Shavanah. But we try to stay away from these broccoli. All the summer broccoli I try to stay away from. Make them summer once a week on a, even not the koshi, but as the foods. So I do it. I don't trust. Everything, there's so many shaylos of them. It's all these brokers of Pesach, so many questions.
Why? I mean, I don't know.
Why? Not for now. We're not on brokers. No brokers next.
Is that why?
I didn't say there's no brokers. There's shaylos. There's so many shaylos. I had a piece about it, something I said.
Yeah.
One piece. One or two pages about it. But in that 2 pages, it's something shaylos. Okay, on both sides. So I'm. I must tell you, the Sefer is fascinating. 400 pages. I'm only up to page 100 and something. So I'm not even halfway through. So here's a serious shout about it. They opened it on Shabbos. Mendel got it from the library. So if I want to avoid the shayla, I have to get to what page before Shabbos? I have to get the page. See if I can do it. 200 and. 200 and. I get to 280 before Shabbos. They'll leave me with another. I'll be my goal to lead at him. They'll leave. Oh, wait. Yeah, I'll look from the back. 403 pages. 405 pages. If I get to 280, they'll leave me with only another. What? 125 pages to finish that I can manage on Shabbos, but I don't know if I'd be able to get the first goal is the hardest goal, to get to page 280 before Shabbos. I can also put papers in between, that's what I always do. You're saying, so we can't finish Malabar that fast, so that had to take me extra time. But I heard that somebody was already up to Tovea already almost. Is anybody else up to Tovea? No. So, we'll wait till next after Shabbos to give the Merchavos and Tovea.
Okay. The Magid Mishnah on the Rambam that he went to Tovea.
Right. He put them together, right. Yeah, the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe went to Allah and Tovea. He kept putting the two together. But your Merchavos will wait till after Shabbos, okay? So I want to make sure I'm not out of whack here. Okay. So, some of the highlights that I saw so far from this Sefer, before we get back to this wonderful Sefer. So many wonderful svarim. We're supposed to make progress, you know, make forward progress. It's not. Oh, before anything, the Sefer HaTshuva, and I couldn't find it yesterday. I don't know what happened. I wanted to show you a line, and I'm reading it to you. I kept looking and looking. It's right here. Well, this line, actually, we have time today. We'll get to it. A very relevant line. It reads as follows. Hafilu, this is a page, Simon Reish Ben Adalad. Page Tuf Lamed Vav in this edition, the very top line of column 2. Hafilu ain't a miskayv and lahotzi a beluah b'stima mikomakom psikreishu debihiduko b'tov piapach yotzi a mashke v'nofo tocho adisha k'vav sova instant and oven. Hamashem iso libun lo havi disochet begin miyayin v'shemim ain't no mislabe dakati tzoch l'nakoso b'mayim. That's why I hear that we so quoted, and I said, where is it? I can't find it. He put it in a quotation box. So it's here. He got it right. Why wasn't there? So I think I had a theory why it was we couldn't find it yesterday. Let's see if we can. My theory is correct. Truma? Ah. I was looking up Simonim. The last thing is little Shabbos. This Resh Mem Dalet. Okay. It just stops. I'm trying to think where this. Hold on. Not at all. No resemblance. So I thought of as follows. It said over here at the very beginning, simonim, and what else? Psukim. Maybe that's the truth. No, it's not true. Oh, Hilchos Shabbos, yeah. Maybe it's in the psukim part. Let's see. Yeah, this is it. Sorry about that. Was my mistake yesterday. I was looking the wrong simonim. Now why divided in half? I don't understand. But this is, we'll be able to find it here in a minute. I hope. Hold on. Passed it right. Passed a long time ago. Soon it will be here. I'm getting close. It should be here. Abba Mishim, here it is. Abba Mishim, Isa Libun, Lohavi, the Sochet, Begad, Miyai, Mishem, and Mistabed, Akazi, and Akos, and Miyai, Mishim, Chazus, and Verecho. Didn't make it up. He quoted it exactly. I was looking at the wrong one. So whenever you look at the Sefer Tumah for the rest of the year, you have to remind me. It's Psukim and it's Simonim, and I don't know which one. This one has, what is it called again? This is the Psukim or this is the Simonim?
Psukim.
It's the Psukim, okay. So, we'll start with that next time, okay? Reish Mem Daled, my bookmark is still here. Look it up. Okay, that's first order of business. Okay. So, a number of highlights going back to from the very beginning of this discussions of the Melacha Malabe. Yeah. So, a number of important comments. You remember we had a Bach in Simon Shin Beis. I'll show it to you. Who quoted from the Smag. With a fascinating quotation, in 1, 2, 3, put three things in a row like a machine gun. Boom, boom, boom. And the question is going to be, these three things, do you need all three of your matter? Was each one sufficient? That's the question. We never really went into it too much. Okay. Quote the Smag. Oh. Smag, see it? V'chem mekanech yodah b'mapa. Why? She'ena miskavel alave. 1. 2. V'yein shem rak matmayim. 3. V'yein ala derech lichluk. Oma gimel tamim. 3 separate reasons. The back implies each one alone we would be enough to be matterin. 1. Ein kavanos alave ala nage. In the double of Zorak Sudu the Mayim, or not the Mayim Akash, you will the Shleshes, the Sky on the Harbor, the Chuch, number one. Behold, Shen Shabak Mad Mayim, and the Shriya, number two. Behold, Shen Ladarak Lichluch. Sounds like from the way the Bach understood the Smag, the three separate Kulis. Each one alone will be enough. And this is the opinion, presumably, of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon. Take a look, let's open the building. We have the building, yes, we do have the grub. See if you can find it. Shin Yutes, Sitkot Yutches. Shin Yutes, Sitkot Yutches. Vira grub. The grub we had seen. Where is it? Yes. The Gra says it's the second half of this Gra Yuches. It's Tzarech Lomar. Kmo Shekotzev HaSmag. Kevan Deina Miskav and the Kibbutz. Ein over shiasa zeh kibuso. Period. Doesn't mention what? Mayim uadim. Doesn't mention what? Derech lichluch. Apparently the Golem's pshat, like the Bach, the Smagma, the three separate and distinct Aterim, each one of which is enough. Who disagrees? Alter Rebbe. Alter Rebbe learned in all three together. Oh. So in this beautiful Sefer, Melecha Salibun, he explains, Mishnah Salibun, he explains what it's about. I'll give you the page number so you can look it up later on yourself. Page Kuf Chof Tes. Like this. Because the Bach, again, you can spend a lot of time on all three, but one at a time. When the Bach is explaining why Ma'at Mayim works, he explains exactly why. Ein ze shriya. Shriya is a kibuso. Ein ze shriya. Ein ze shriya. Nothing. Nothing. There's no ticking at all. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Zero. So if nothing happened, that's a separate heter. I don't care if you have kavanah lechabes. Who cares? Nothing happened. However, the Alter Rebbe disagrees. Shulchan Aruch Harav, he quotes this then. Quote a bit of a different thing you'll see in a sec by me. Oh, Mechaber says in Shin Yutes that you're allowed to have to use the cloth as a strainer to keep the bugs out. Unless the Mishim Shriyas Begad Zel Kibuso. Yeah. Keva Shedava Muatu Hanishim B'mayim Kedela Nachas Piv. Just a sweat. You have a cloth. It's one little just the size that fits in your mouth, the size of a quarter, right? And the cloth is much bigger than that. Only a small percentage of the cloth is going to hit the water that's coming through from the bottle into your mouth to keep out the bugs. K'deil anachas piv. Uvedav amuot ein lachush kemo shen izbar besimen shen beis. Ulaosim sham afil uvedav amuot shem shriyaz begazel kibuso af kanoser. He's comparing Shin Yutes with Shin Beis. Shin Beis is to Mayim Uvatim. He's comparing Mayim Uvatim with a small piece of the cloth. Now, clearly, if the small piece of the cloth, that part's getting clean. That's a Shri of Mayim Arubim. You drink up 8 ounces of water. Mayim Arubim going passing through that little piece. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe holds that Mayim was not the Pesach, the Bach Ein Zeh Shriya. It is a Shriya, but it's not a Tikkun Choshuv. Not a Tikkun Choshuv. That's why it's most. But if that's the case, if you have Kavana, then it should clean. That makes it Choshuv. Again, it's the Bach Lashita, so that ain't a Shriya. Okay, what kind of Kavana you have? This is independent Kulis. Alter Rebbe Lashita, so it's not Choshuv, but if you can be Mash of it, if you will, by having Kavana. That's what he has over here. On page Kuf Kav Tes. Fascinating. Now, there's a Chuvas Ma'aram Rutenberg. Ma'aram has a lot of things to say. And the question, how do they all add up? All the Ma'arams. So there's a discussion over here as well. Look at, if you will, in the Machzis HaShekel on the Mogan Avraham. Get the exact spot. Shin. One second. Shin Beis of Kotten Chav Zayin. Shin Beis of Kotten Chav Zayin. What does Shulchan Aruch say? Yud Beis. Also, the Nagev Kol Shoyeb O'Mayim O'Mayim O'Mapa Mishum De Osir De Zechita. Who said so? On the side. Tashmet Mishay Marami Rutenberg. Marami. Okay, you can't dry a cup. after the Osir Lidei Schita. Says the Mogen Avraham Chav Zayin, for Dami L'mashem Menagav Yodah B'mapo B'chaluk Fish Yodah M'luch Lachos. Quotes the Maran, for Dami L'nikiv Yodayim Yodah M'luch Lachos U'mikom Mekom Tzor L'nagvam Heitim Zu B'zu Shlo Yobel Adei Liban Adei Schita Aval Kos Osir. What's Pshat? But what Mogen Avraham say Pshat in the Maran? The question, how do you add everything up? So again, I give you the entire Machna Shekel. He says, look at Sot. Rabbi Yosef Kitzim Atok at the Rim Aram. Rabbi Yosef sounds Aram is Matil Ahed of the Nagav of the Mapo. I said in Sif Yud told the Nagvam, who'd that come from? Sadi? Who's that? Hashem Arami Rutenberg. So wait a second. How do you square away Yud and Yud Beis? What's going on? Steven Maram. You see, you know what the answer? The Hachmul Lechatchila and B'diyevet Gemimek. That's the way he puts, he resolves, reconciles the two Marams. The Lechatchila is Machmir and B'diyevet he is Mek. Let's read again the Machzah Shekel. Oshin the Rav, the Vishyot, the Vata Kos, the Maram, Hitir, Legend of the Nagab, the other Bermapo, without any problem. That's what he quotes. But the problem is, in Sibiyot, he wasn't. So you should first make sure to get all the water off your hands. So the answer is, Lechat Chilash, get the water off your hands, but the evidence is okay without the water off your hands. That's how the Machzah Shekel resolves the apparent contradiction. And so in the Sefer again, Mishnah Salibun, page Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Chaf Gimel, another word. It is only mutter of the Maram and a combination of two factors. What's two factors? Derech Lichluch, that we saw the Farish, right? You saw Derech Lichluch, did we not? See that expression? Right? And Mayim Uwatim. The Derech Lichluch is only mutter together with Mayim Uwatim. That's a unique combination. We didn't see that sheet before. We have in the smog a question whether Derech Lichluch is independent or comes together with two other factors, the name of Miskave, right, and Mayim Muwatim as well. That's what the smog had. He says, no, the Maharam Rutenberg has two things together, Derech Lichluch and Mayim Muwatim. That's two of the smog's three. Right, they discuss Mechaber and not Mechaber. What's the Lumdus? Why should it be so? So he explains as follows. Mayim Berubim have a great ability to do kibbutz. And therefore, Derech Lichluch does not mafkia it from being considered to be an act of kibbutz. But Mayim Watim, then Derech Lichluch takes it out of the category of kibbutz. Just giving you his alternate to the base, to the Machzah Shekel, which I think makes a lot of sense and certainly fits into our way of thinking. Number one. Yes.
What is it that Mayim Muwatim is Mafkia if it's not Derech Lichluch?
No, but if it's Derech Lichluch and Mayim Muwatim, it's not called Kibbutz.
Because you need to be a good clean, that's the same idea.
Derech Lichluch is considered to be not an act of cleansing. It's an act of dirtying. We'll discuss in a second what that means. Because Mayim Merubim, according to the Maram, He can't say it's not an act of cleansing. So much water there.
If it's dirty, then it's dirty.
That's what most other posts call. And the Rambam said no.
Pushmakish, if it's dirty, it's dirty.
It's not, no. If it's in a large pool of water, we view it as a kibbutz.
Notwithstanding, it remains dirty.
We'll get to that in a minute. Give me a speed. Be patient. Yes, sir.
We have a threshold of what the third mind is.
I'm not sure how to measure it exactly. I'm not sure. Now here on both sides is an interesting thing. I asked you to see Zvachim. Am I correct? It was on the Maram HaKos, the first one yet. There's an expression which is found in a number of places, but since I don't know if we ever saw this, it's you took the time to prepare it. I'm not sure if you even read it. Ever. I don't remember. see the Tosfos and Zohar? I don't remember. Here we go. Look. It says as follows. Shuasa kibusa. I can need to go into the water. Lo choshet kibus. Why he adds a phrase? V'yosem mislach lachim begodim kishenichlasim v'nor levusha imashim miskapsim. Woohoo! Seems to be saying that a prerequisite to be called Derech Lichluch, it's Yotos Schorah Be'Avseido. Hudson River, I can say it very well. Mississippi, Bekal V'chaim. That the dirt of the river gets it's a net loss. That's what he said, a net loss. That's the lashon of the Tosfos of Masechet Zvachim. It's a net loss. Okay, a net loss is a net loss. Is that a prerequisite? Not so poshut. I asked you to see the Tosfos of Yeshanim. This we did see before, but let's see it again. Tosfos Yeshanim. Tosfos Yeshanim. Come on, help me.
Bottom.
You saw this very recently. Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. He had one word. This one word is a critical word. Oh, here it is, the key word. It's Derech Lichluch, right? Holka b'mayim levushin. Look, we're going to the water dressed. Crazy. V'ein shvir to Derech Nikoyen. Believe me. V'kameinam v'skamil l'nakos l'os ratina v'yodei v'ayim. He adds that. That's a precondition which he adds. U'pa'omim shemislach lech ol b'kach. Pa'omim? So why is it always mutter? Pa'omim yes, pa'omim no. He adds the word pa'omim. What if not? Rebbe Osai, you'll say it at different Balei Tosfos. This, I did not put this Tosfos on the Maror HaKamos. This is in and of itself. But he quotes it just to show this Tosfos has both these things in the same Tosfos. It seemed to be to us perhaps even contradictory. Tema, Hainu Shriya, Shriya Surum Nek Shumachabas and Malabas, Shazu Kibusa, Kishloma. The whole of the Havi Derech Tina Shari. Teda, Echon of Menachem Yodin and Bamaba Bishabas, Havi Shriya, the Osmesh and Machabas and Malabe, the Cave and Havi Derech Tina Shari, Hokanam and Emehok. Wait a second. Me to say that it's always considered to be derech tinuf, it makes it dirty rather than cleaner. What do you do, Rabbi Osai, with our Tosfos? Tosfos Masechta Shabbos, the Merag Lion, Merag Lion. It's what Tosfos says. You wipe your hands and it's Merag Lion. It's a halachic point because Merag Lion is this constant simonim in Eruv Chaim, if you may have learned in Masechta Brachos, you put a revius water, not a revius water, but what's a revius water? If you ask your Westinghouse washing machine member, revius doesn't play any role. It's a revius is a halachic construct. You draw a revius on it, it's mevatel the water. It's not considered to be a regular cleaning process. It's a halachic cleanse. That's what Tosfos says there in Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph. Remember we saw that? It says up Shabbos as follows. Derech Lichluch means, it's not, in his words, page Sadi Aleph, a maisa nikoyim. It's not a cleansing act. Even if in point of fact, pumim this, pumim that, sometimes the net result is less dirt there. Sometimes the net result is more dirt there. Even if the net result is less dirt there, we don't view it as an act of cleansing. It's not a derech, it's not a malacha, it's not derech lichluch. So why did Tosfos say, in the case we saw, that it has to be that the lichluch is greater than the nikoyim? You know why? Tosfos is discussing a case, you go into the river, you go into the river. Apparently in those days, they washed everything in the river. Always. Why is before Shigamaris? Don't go by the river where the women are washing because you're going to see that too much of their bodies revealed. That they used to wash in the river. So going into the river is considered potentially a derech kibbutz. So therefore, you need, what Tosa said, that the net negative. The water of the river has enough dirt in it to make it dirtier than the cleansing that the water achieved. But in the case you're washing your hands in a towel, that's not a derech kibbutz, and therefore it's not necessary to have that calculus. Even if there's a little bit more taken out than goes in, it might still be okay. That's point number two. Point number three. You go back to the famous shaila of the Bir Halacha. Let's open the Bir Halacha. It's famous. We spent so much time on this. Even this reason is yesterday, but I still found new things between yesterday and today. Always new things, of course. Ein Beit HaMedrash Lo Chiddush. Shin Bei is the Maskel Osir. We get stuck on a real quandary over here. We get to the Chazar breathing from yesterday Shia. Close to Rambam. Ein Tchid HaBeseir. Wadin Ba'or. Shin Chayom Na Tchid Tosir. End quote. So the Magamish, where do you get it from? Shabbos Kuf Kof Ches. Okay. That's Seir. Val Or Lo Tzien Shemokor. Magamish did not give a source. How do you know that what? When it comes to Or, what's it then? Ein Chayav Na Tzchil. How do you know it? He doesn't understand. We have Kibbutz Barot, Nishmas Adam Tzkasha. Zvachim Tzadi Dalet. How do you know? Nochiv Tzchita. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know where we got it from? Kuf Kaf Ches. Ain't Chiz of Seir, because it's hard. And it is kibbutz when it comes to Sak. This is what we try to give in the Mishnah. And then we have Sak to the kibbutz, we know. Even though Or Kosh is not by kibbutz, Sak agrees, the Mishnah, right to Tzadi Dalit. And Sak, we know, is Sui Reason as well. Toys, we saw the rest of the Nafs Chof Zayin. Akocha mishum the sale of mikri dava kosher divrei akol shakbo kibbutz. We become a company in tzchit arminan lo shakbo who canal be gemara. Why? Only rach b'yoser. Rach b'yoser. Okay. So or rach is going to be kibbutz. There's no tzchit. It's the Rambam puts them together. Okay. And therefore the Rambam equated Or Rach with Seir because they're both not Bolea. Not Bolea too much. We spoke about this a little bit yesterday. Okay? What do you see? Shame Kibbutz applies even with Seir, even with Or, but Tzchita. Not with the rice going to the Rambam, only the Rabbanim. Look at Shemanov, Tov Kuf Vav Chav Vav in Nago. The Or Lekas Chita. What are you doing one afternoon? I'm in base. What? Be mutter to wash your face and your hair and your beard and all that stuff. Not because the hair is coming out. Why the Yisrael of Kibbutz? Must be that Seir Tolosh. Say a mechuber, because here not just doing schi, doing kibbutz proper. Say a mechuber, al guf adam lo shav b'shem kvisa. That's what I would have said. Can't launder your body. So what's the most kach guf chavches? Table leim b'shem schita. Schita Mishum Kibbutz, according to the Rambam. No Kibbutz is no Schita. And that's exactly what the Gemara answered. And Schita Mishaya. Because Mechuba Luguf Aisha. But the Rambam doesn't sound that way. So he's stuck. I've got to just summarize what the Be'er Halacha said. Okay? It's had it yesterday, we discussed. We keep chasming it over and over and over again. So my chat, which I told, I brought you two riots from yesterday, Shlomo Zalman and the Avnei Nezer. The Gemara in Kuf Chav Chesem and Beis is discussing Dosh. Because you have to take the oil out of the hair to take care of the oledes. So the question becomes, why the Rambam put this din here in Hilchos Malabe? So my answer, which I thought of on my own and I found in print, is it's Habat Talia. If it's Bolea, then it's an Issa Dosh, and it can be an Issa of Malabe. If it's not Bolea, there's neither. So the Rambam is, the Gemara's case, we need the oil for the Oledes, so it's a Dosh issue. Ain't Chit the Beseor. He's not the right, maybe the Rabbonah, that's a question about the Mishnah. I love the Ran, the Rajba, the Sudar Ran, the Rajba, and we saw Kuf Kavches. The same criterion would work in the context of Malabe, says the Rambam. Not bolea enough to have dosh midaraisa, not bolea enough to have lima midaraisa. That was my teretz on my own. I was against the whole world because the world was assuming against me. And I found it, I think, in print over here. In the safer somewhere. One second.
Oh.
Right. Doesn't absorb it. Schidim won't clean it. Hold on a second. Let's turn to the Gemara again. Kuf Chav Ches Amid Beis. Open the Gemara, please. Kuf Chav Ches Amid Beis. Says the Gemara. But the Trichel of Shemen, what the Brisa say? 10 lines up. Chaver to Mevi'ala B'Shemen B'Yad. The main of Sepik B'Yad Mevi'a B'Sar. The main of Sepik B'Sar Mevi'a B'Lov B'Kli. Right? In that order. Yad, Sarah, Kli. Frank the Gemara. Tape Glei Mishim Schita. Rashi. Lama lo hevia la bekli chotachal Shabbos botsa hachanami yikum mechala beschita. What do you gain? What's the difference between one and the other? Rabbi Yosef metavai etschita beseir. Havashi yom afil tehem yeshu beseir. Hevia la bekli derech sara. Kam afshu lishnui meshanim. We saw about this already. Does Rashi argue? Does not argue? So we saw in the Magad Mishnah, let's chat this whole sugya, this chita midrabbanan. I saw in the Sefer Mishnah Samalab and he has a kasha. The Gemara says tena mishum chita. That line must be daraisa. Why must that line be mean? It's daraisa. Otherwise, we're missing a big problem. It would be better that way. Tehillah Mishum Schita means because it's such a serious problem of Schita, right? You don't understand exactly what Rashi's saying. Lama lo hevia la bekli v'chal shabbos botsa. What's the difference? Not Schita. What do you mean? If it's all midrabbanan, Schita is midrabbanan, not the same as otsa. Suggests at that point in time, the Gemara seems to have thought of the possibility of a schita d'oraisa. The Magad Mishnah, the Chaver said, no schita begufa adam. So I thought, one of two answers. Enachinami, the Makshan thought that the schita begufa, is kibbutz begufa adam. But the Teretz said, no, it's exactly the Teretz. That's one answer, one day's question. Answer number two, no, the Gemara is discussing Dosh, as I told you before. There's no Schita Kibbutz B'Guf Adam. We're talking about Dosh in this context. So his kasha, I think, is certainly answerable. It's on page Kuf Peidal, his kasha, and I gave you those two answers. Oh. Now, one more thing from this beautiful sefer.
Don't we hold the Indisha of Dulei Karka?
That's another question. The question whether a human being is Dulei Karka, what the Shema is Zuchak Dulei Karka, it has to be the what's squeezed out, what it's squeezed out from. We had a long discussion in the past summer. I'm not going to go into that right now. So here, the question is, does Rav Ashi agree or disagree? So we spoke a little about this yesterday. I'm going to review it again today, briefly. If Rav Ashi holds his Yeshkit of Aseya, one could suggest that he holds, again, Chazin from yesterday, you don't need Balua. It's enough to be Nichlas Bein Asaros. As the volume gets greater. That was the standard used in the Sefer Shemir Shabbos to know whether you're allowed to use certain implements to wash the dishes. The volume gets greater, it's trapped between the hairs. The problem. Who said so? The Shevet Alevi. Take a look. What's the Shevet Alevi? Well, say, Rabbi Vosna, Zecha Tzadik Livracha, one of the great Meshivim of the past generation. Shevet Alevi. See if you can find it. Labin, here we go. Ain't skid the beseir. What do you mean? Sak the tumin kibus. Sak the bar kibus. Sak made from seir. Can't have the Rambam to skid the mitzvah of kibus. He could kibus with skid the beseir. How can it be? Now the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Chav Chesem at Beis, they're talking about Shamashkin, the man of Tzorchi and Gov, there's a Michal Skidus Kasha. He wanted to say Fakir. The only reason why there's no problem is because it's Shar Mashkin. He's assuming that according to the Rambam, Shar Mashkin do not create Lima. It's against everybody else. Because everyone else thought that the Rambam was like the Ramosha Sfardi. And the Rambam quotes him that the risk he was in Shar Mashkin. This wouldn't help his terrorists. Mechaskin is terrorists. I don't understand what he's saying. Soros Tameshkin to Beseir. The beggar and Asim Beseir, Shar Eskidli, what we call Shar Begodim. Hachush Yoyal Zeh. I mean, so schita mitzvah and kibus, yeah. Whenever it's kibus is schita, it means that we're on a schita. Mechzi himself here gestalt v'dochila. Okay, it's very brief. Look for something which is not here. At least he discusses this particular issue to some extent. We had said yesterday that Mary is bolei a little bit. Say a little, and or is the same thing. Same thing. And the Gemara's Vachin, it says, this is not my suggestion, this is the Mishnah's Malavim suggestion, page pay base. And the Gemara's Vachin goes according to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi holds Yesh Shechita B'Seir, Yesh Shechita B'Or, and the two are, in fact, Chai. We pass them like Rabbi or Rav Yosef against Rav Ashi, as I mentioned in his name yesterday. What about the Kash of Kibbutz Pesach? So what did he say? Bein Asaros. One answer? Well, the Sarizim is different. Different. And then I found in page Kuf Samach Dalet, he says, like me, the Gemara is talking about Dash, not Kimi Lulim, because they never left. Baal Mechavan, word for word, to the same page Kuf Samach Dalet. Okay, that's what I wanted to tell you. Every day goes by, I see more new things. We're almost finished with what he has to say. A couple of more things. Yeah. On both sides, we're now ready to pick up what we left off yesterday. Save it to Siv Chaim. The last thing we saw yesterday was our Agos Mordechai and Brochus Simon Reishvav. Okay. We should see it again. As far as we got, we ran out of time. from yesterday already. They just start in the middle of a line. Oh, the Reish Vav. Watch. Trust the kibuso. Yesh lev mat tinuf. Sheperet kula malukla. Oh, kula malukla. Oh, kula lavan. Ain't the kibbutz v'libun. The lichluch v'shari. And when the Tavis mat ishul the ha'itl benot soa. A big the Shabbos. Pesach Neset Zitol Yodol Kanech B'Shabbos Shem Noka Matinu Af Ish Yesh Mahandiz in B'Dava Yesh Shem Noka Shaz Atchak. This is the Lush of the Hagos Mordechai. What does that mean? Get an impression from this line in the Mordechai. The Mitzias, it's not Mislame, in which case it would be Mutter, even as Kavanoso Lekibus against the Mishnah Berurah Memvav, who said that if you have kavana, there's no heter of derech lichluch. Then I found, guess what? In the sefer, he talks about it over here too. I told it in my sefer, he goes in this sefer. Page kuv gimel. I'll read you the words. Sorry, Mishnah Samalavis. So we'll get into the Sifchai momentarily. I just want to finish it first. Okay. Not for today, there's more to say for the moment. This is valid. Like this. Ain't got klal libun. He's a lichluch v'shari. Was that nearer the shriyas beged naki? Ain't a malabin. Ela malachlech. Because if it's either kulo maluchluch or kulo laban, nothing's accomplished. Zero. And another chiddush nifla. It's so filthy. You won't accomplish it either. It's another chiddush nifla. That's what he starts off by saying. That's a page kuf gimel. On page Kuf Dalet, he says, no. Look what he writes. Beged meluchlach mo'ila ha'pulas ha'shriya lahachlish achizas ha'lichluch v'beged. The dirt is, attached to the garment. It loosens up by being soaked in water. Sha'nezeh yipol me'abeged v'kalas. Dovazehu tikun gomer shel kibus. Even if you haven't finished it. Ha'beged noki. Sheesh barak roshem reach v'zeh v'chadome. B'chi agav no ein mo'ilo ha'shvir klal la'otzi mi'abeget. U'mahani rak l'pashed ha'lichlo b'chol ha'beget. What you did is, what you did? You spread it out. There was dirt in one spot, and you put it in water, it spreads out. It didn't clean out, it spreads out. It says as follows. Mitzad echad b'mokam ha'lichlo atmeish b'tikun kemesh ha'yu shavu nechlash. The spot where the original was, dirt was, that's got much weaker, much more faded spot over there. Al mitzad sheni, pulas hashriya gorom lichluch l'chol ha'beged. That's what the Mordechai calls, enu malaben ele mislachlech, didonem ha'beged v'chlaluso. Holistically, fully, look at the whole picture. Uva open kloli and nasis ba'beged pulas nikorim, ele pulas shel lichluch. V'heged v'pol en nikorim, Shvilet lo chal al zet Torah Shmolocha at all. The way he's saying now, a whole different interpretation. A different interpretation. Wow. Just wanted to point this out. If that's the case, if you're mechavein, it's going to be usur. Because something did happen. Boy, but nothing happened. No, something did happen. It did happen, and mechavein would answer. Nothing happened. You can't ask the Mechavet. The Mechavet did nothing. He's pointed out before also. The fact that Ein the Shriya, separate Hetzah. It doesn't matter if you're Mechavet. Nothing happened. Alter Rebbe said, Shriya is not Choshev. If you had Kavana, you are Machshevet. That's very, very important. So once we're on that topic, let me finish up this table before we get to the Sif Chaim. One more thing.
How did he explain the way
Rabbi
presented it, the Mordechai doesn't fit
with the Mishnah Berurah itself, which is a problem.
So, how did he answer
that? The Mordechai says that it sounds like he's saying that nothing happened. Nothing happened. What's the
Lashon? The Mordechai just said that it's
cool, or it's cool. Ain't that kibbutz liman ella lichluch. So, if it's lichluch, nothing happened at all, then it doesn't matter what your kavanah is. Nothing happened. Then he says no, that's not the pshat. It means something did happen. What happened? It spread out. Okay? So spread out is called derech lichluch, which is shari. We have kavana, because the place where the original dirt was concentrated got cleaner, that would be sufficient to answer it. That's his point.
Now, if there was a Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah would be mekel.
That would fit with the Mishnah Berurah. Something happened. Something did happen. Yeah. Something did happen. Oh. So we have both sides. One Nakuda here in the Sefer, maybe one or two, before we go back to the Sifchai. That Vilna Gaon that we saw, the first one, Shin, Yud Tes, and the Sifkot Yud Ches, made one very remarkable reference. Very remarkable reference. We read the Gaon already, but this last reference we never got to. We stopped right before. He says as follows. Sarach Lomar, end of Yudches. Mashkot of Asmag, Kei Vadein of Miskai Vel Nekibus, Ein Ova Shuras Nekibusa. V'ayin Mogan Avram, Mishim Amagan Mishnah, V'simen Shin Yudches, Sifkotan Lamed Vov. What in the world is that? Shin Yud, look. Gaon says to look at a look. What's in Shin Yudches? It's also the Maram HaKomas. Not the Mogan Avram, the Magan Mishnah, the Maram HaKomas. But since we have the Shulchan Aruch in front of us, not a Magan Mishnah, we'll see if he quotes. Shin Yud Ches Lamed Vav. What does it say over here? Unrelated din. Mechim Shepina Mimenu Raim Chana Mutalit Natoch Amayim Sonan Merube Kedei Lav Shira. Says the Mogan Avram. Lomina Mitzarev Kli Domashenu Miskavenu Lav Sikreshu Kozo Magad Mishnah Vizelashono Nireh Shakol she'ena miskave ein roi lo psik reishul v'lechayim. They shik shu miskave no se malocha. She'ena miskave ein lo malocha klal. Shere ein roi to last men of kli. Tom lo k'tim as kisim shakol she'ena mekotno lachnos boshina potter. Shakol she'ena mebnei tikun kli mi she'ena metakno potter. Fili ab Yehuda did mechayim adaba she'ena miskave. Stop. Rabbos, what's the Magad Mishnah saying over here? Kavana is not a tour. Kavana is a mechayev. We've always once before. You want what's the Easter? Metakin, makah bepatish. You're making metakin a kli. It's only if you view it as a kli. If you don't view it as a kli, it's nothing. And the Vilna Gaon quotes that as a precedent for malabein. So yes, the kasha in the Sefer Mishnah Salibun. What? I'll decide. I'm going to write something. I'm going to erase something. But I don't have kavana for anything. I don't really care about it. What are you going to get him off the hook? That's ridiculous. You can't do things on Shabbat and say, well, it doesn't matter to me, so I can do it. That's Yisrael Psychration. What's going on? How do you explain this? How do you explain this? It's a very serious question. A very serious question. How do you explain this? That's his kash. I'll read the kash from inside. Page Kuf Yud Zayin. I'm making progress in this beautiful book. Kuf Yud Zayin. Look. He quotes his kasha from Rav Kufshitz Shlita. Hagran Kufshitz. It's Rav Nosson Kufshitz from Beit Shemesh. I think that's who it is. With a tremendous goyin. I assume that's who he's quoting. He's a sefer. L'chorah svara zu she Rav Magid, Magid Mishnah, she'ach rak l'gabe melechus mitzarev, Shabon the Chayvash of Tikkun Kli Makam Apatish. Vichy Agavnu Shein Arotza B'Tikkuno Shab Yishlom B'Tilab Tikkunu Klal. Nothing. But Malabi? What? How did he call this Svara? Kol Sev and Mochi can say the same thing? And the Ksiva Mechika, well, we're not Machavim? What are you kidding? Fakert, you can't even eat, you can't even, you have a birthday cake, happy birthday, and since it's Shin Mem Tzivikilva, you can't even cut happy birthday. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Not a mechavin. What are we talking about? That's his kasha. A kupshis is kasha. What's the Gaon talking about? It's a very fundamental nakud over here, which I like it. Kuf Yud Zayin. And a hakdom. Malacha shel Shabbos are two kinds. Malacha sheikaro yitzira, kosev. And malacha sheikaro is tikkun, borer. No Yetzirah. Mitake. The Gra holds that the Magen Mishnah Yisod applies not only in Tikkun Kli of Makom Mepatish, Klala b'chol malacha sheikara malacha shel Tikkun, shad kama she'ein tzorach v'osa Tikkun, l'chosha malacha klal. What's its raya? The Magen Mishnah's case, the possibility of an Easter of Mechabe. The case over here, right? The little sugyas, it's a problem of Mechabe. So how can you do it? What about Mechabe? No, kibur gacheles ein avo liyatzit avachodesh l'taken agacheles shtei ruyo latz mimena kli chagav neshen latzor b'kibuyo l'avtikun kli klal. Quote the Kilos Yaakov. Kibur is tikkun. He quotes a machzis ha-shekel. This is unbelievable. Let's take a look and see it inside. Tov kuf chav vov yud alef.
Sounds like
putter
is the lush, right?
Putter, but that would be usher. Putter, usher, no?
The word
putter, where?
In
Magen Avraham's condition. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, true. So the labing, it would be without kavanah being usher. Let's negotiate. Let's first negotiate. If you're in the right, there's no negotiation. Can't negotiate with the rabbanim. It's the right, there's no negotiation. It's first negotiate with the rabbanim. Okay. So let's see the Magen Avraham is quoting over here. Let's go straight to the Machzor Shekel. Same state of step. Arachayim. There was Yom Tov. Siv Kota and Yud Aleph. Watch this. Oh. Ziza Seir he's talking about. Hold on. He says he quotes the Magen Mishnah. Oh, ain't tzorach l'seir. Some say try to kill the gufa. Aye, not having a gufa that gula. There's no. Shad is. The Magen Mishnah. Kol she'ena mechskaven ayin roll up to create a situation. Chav meshuk mechaven ose malacha. Quotes it verbatim. And he applies it to gozes. Gozes. Apparently he's learning that gozes is also what he calls a malachas tikkun. Not malachas, not creating anything new. He's detaching it. What's malabe? Is malabe and not no yitzira chadasha? Tikkun beged yeshkan. To kilkul shal alichluch monea evshar to shtamash beged shimusha karoi upulas alibun bolatakin dover zeh. What's his raya? Kuf mem zayin omen aleph. If you're makbid, yes. If you're not makbid, no. That's exactly the point that we keep bringing out. If it's not makbid, it's not considered to be in the category of a tikkun. That's what the Gra holds. The Gra holds, it's not limited to makom mepatish. It can be part of other malachas. Where those other malachas are viewed as a tikkun, and that is a yetzira. He gives one more example. Then we'll go back to the Mesiv Chaim. This can be a second. The other example is from the Vilna Gaon himself, Shin Yud Dalad, he quotes. End of Sivkot Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph is very, very long. So at the very, very end, this is a case where you put a knife into a barrel, you makes a hole. He says as follows. He says, to go on the last line, Ika Moshe Kosev Bogan Avraham Moshe Magad Mishnah Semen Shin Yudches Mekon Lamed Vav. That's the Nekuda. What he brings up over here. Here the Av Malach is Bona, not Magad Bepatish. Doesn't matter, because since it's a question of Tikkun versus not Tikkun, just make a hole in the barrel, not create anything, the same criteria would apply. Adkan Dvarav HaKadosh.
How do we know that? We can just say whatever.
I don't know. When I see Chidushim Gedol, which appealed to me, I tell you. You have to fill in the blanks. But I bought the same in the Siv Chaim. I opened it up. I didn't open it up. We're supposed to do him today. So let's pick up what he could say. The both side, the Siv Chaim, Simon Samach Gimel. A very, very important Nakuda. See, no one reminded me to bring a Gemara Brachas. You have one? You need to bring it? No, that won't help. In the Kedushi Anshe Shem and the Mordechai. Okay, I'll tell about that. Really? Yeah.
When it comes to the energies of Darak Lefkos, what would make a difference whether you hold Professor
Machshava
Zimah
and Professor Baisa Zimah? I'm not sure. That's a general cloud of shas, but I don't know if to apply over here.
And it is a Gemara Moikata.
True, but there are many, many ways to analyze that. Every case is a little different wrinkle. Back to this. The Chidushi Anshe Shem, I'll quote it to you, okay? I forgot to bring it with me. Only by Meiraglayim is Mutter, and not by Tzoa. The Mechab, the Memorachai is not even Tzoa. Take a look at this, we can see here, both sides. Mishnah Brura, Shin Bei, Sivkot, Nun Gimel. Give a look. Mishnah Brura, Shin Bei, Sivkot, Nun Gimel. Meiraglayim. Am kshiyesh alav tzoa, also lavira pleden nigel vayadayin. Apa pishu derech lichluch, mikoma kom kibutzu. Tabega le meluch luch yosem mikodem, viata maviro. Mashegem eraglayim shin moes kol kach. The gam shomim atir na mishum de kabanos rebaka de levat le velo le kabes ulam and abegas we saw earlier. Okay? There's a distinction which is found over here. Mishabru comes from the Mogan Avram. Now, that goes Maimini, again, according to the Beis Yosef, quotes the Riva. The Beis Yosef quotes it. Let's see the Beis Yosef. No. Oh, wait, Bach is. Bach. Oh, links. Quotes the Riva on this case. Here we go. Fus Kushta. Riva Kosa. Let's read it together. Shim not to merak lion of the god of Bitofe Amanasat Fiat, the devil of earth was swallowed. Shim mut los salem mayim kide levatlam. Why? Kevashin viskamikim the tarum. It's a halakhic construct. Tara to be able to daven. Tara to be able to daven. Okay? That's why. That's why it is permissible. He doesn't want to clean it out. Goes weiter, 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 weiter. Okay? The rabbi nishim resta. I will tzoav and gadot. Osir. The oz mechav and the tzachseach till a havir halichluch. Now, what's pshat? Rabosai. What's missing from this revolt? What phrase is not found over here? One. What else is missing? Derek Lichluch. The whole heter that we have, Rabbi say, Tosis Kufir Af. Let's go to Tosis. We haven't seen the Tosis today. Kufir Af from the base. That's where the whole thing got started. This whole story with the women, with the rabbi. Give a look, come on. Kufir Af from the base. Look inside, the end of the Tosis. Sefer Yosha. Kiyim Lichluch Mosipug Kinuch Adai Vemapa Shehokah Vemayim Ima Pagodim Ami Nami Derech Lichluch Velo Derech Nikoyo. And now we go on. Patina Shalichlech Bigda Imo Vimeraglayim And Lizro Kolav Mayim Shosah Kibuso. Rabbi Natam said, no, it's Mutter Derech Lichluch Vireish Nesugol Espal Averach. Yeah. The Riva never used the word Derech Lichluch. He never said it. So what's the heter? You'll tell me, as in mind, Rabbosai, to daven, it's a psikresh of the nichole. Sure, your intention is a halachic tara, but the bottom line is going to get cleaner, and you want it to get cleaner for sure. Comes along the Siv Chaim of the Chiddush. I'm going to read you his Chiddush with his words. His words. Simen Samar Gimel. Siv Kotan Gimel. Shushas Akibuso. It's a Tolda Gerua. Why? The Ein Zet Suras Melechas Libur. Diket Suras Amalachu Shifshif Abegad Mamayim. Therefore, Rakshem is scavenging the Libur and Choshev told us Malabe. Bechayev. Ain't him is scavenging the Totso. Ain't Kam Malacha Vishar the Chatkila. To be open Zet. Yesh Koach Bekavana. Lishanos es ha-pu'ula. Guess what? Magen Mishnah. Of course, the Vilna Gaon made a comparison to the Magen Mishnah. He says it on his own. Same comparison. Wow.
What happened to Psikresha?
Yes, you don't say Psikresha, the Magen Mishnah said. You don't say Psikresha. He did Kavana. Ain't a Meskav is not a Ptur. Mechavin is a Mechayev. Backwards. That's what the Magen Mishnah says he's saying.
Same
the Kula, he says. Yes, sir.
Are we saying now that there's two different criteria for the case of the paralyzing by the women?
Two different ways to explain the Kula, right?
So it sounds like the Torah says both. So does that mean you told them?
Torah says both. Let's see the Torah. Let's see the Torah. The Torah doesn't appear there on the Bach. It's Yosef of that man. So he's still here?
Yeah. Right next to the visuals. Second
round. Oh, Tour's here. Thank you. Where are we? Past it. Where's the Tour?
Can you tell us about the Yerav?
Yerav. Mitam the hit the visha and look at Tatino because they're very like lying to Tito Yodev, but the Kanka be also mock on the bottom, they're like lying. She ain't the Derek Liba, the Derek Lichluch. The God, you're right. Ain't him a Kavanah to the bottom, they're like lying because both. He requires presumably both. Ain't Derek Lichluch and Ain't him a Kavanah. But the Chiddush is, it's called Ain't him a Kavanah. It's a separate, it's an additional Chiddush. I would have said it's a Kavanah. No, it's a Kavanah halachic construct of Tahara. Not a physical construct of Nikoya. That's a Chiddush. That's what the Rebbeinu Tam seems to argue over here. And they really read out it. It's Kavenis Tatar Lichluch. He doesn't like it. Presumably, no, Machlokas is Matthias. Machlokas is, do you say we'll hide behind the halachic construct of Tara? That's the opinion of the Rebbeinu Tam. And the reason is, no, it's not true. Matthias is cleaning it up. I am called Tara. I'm called Tara by the Talmid Chachamim, but the Maisa it cleans it up. Then he quotes the Rashba, as I quoted before. He quotes here. The Rashba says what verbatim. We saw it before. Ulamad the carpet have integration. Ulamad the low carpet let go of Hashem the Meskavim. Shein the Kibbutz Gomer. That's the case of Kuf Mem Zayin. That Rashba we saw a while ago. What?
It's not the Aruch.
Now, both sides, I'm going to read from Oz Dalet. There's a machloikis pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. What did Rabbeinu Tam rely upon? The Mogad Avram and others say only by Merak Lion. Rabbeinu Tam holds like this. Listen carefully. He's relying on the fact of the Riva. The Heter is what? And the Miskar and the Kibus. When Machshava works, Rabbeinu Tam added onto the Riva, you need a Heker for myself, and they have only Derech Lichluch show. The Riva is Matzah without Derech Lichluch. Rabbeinu never mentioned Derech Lichluch, I showed you before. Rabbeinu Tam needs Derech Lichluch as well. And as a matter of fact, let's take a look at the Torah you've shown him. Still here? What's the quote over here? Sefer Yashar. No. Sefer Yosha. Tovashu ke'ein lichluch Kimo Zeh, the Kinuch Yadai B'Mapa, Derech Lechluch, Hails Derech Lechluch. Then he adds, V'Gamein V'Skavel L'Nachlas Asratina V'Yadai V'Yadai V'Pom V'Sarah O'B'Kach. It was in the kitchen sink. It's all in together. Okay? So I mean, the Tam is relying on the Riva, Eina Miskav, and he has additional things. If that's in the sin, there's a big difference between Meraglayim and Soa, as the Riva said. Because Meraglayim is a halacha construct. You pour in a reverse of water, it's no problem. But when it comes to Soa, true, you do it for davening purposes. Hare Miskav, and Niku, and Liban Abega, for sure. For sure. So how did the Rosh answer Rabbi this kasha? Tosha is a kasha. Any of the re, the miskavenes the tara lichluk for derech mechitza velibanu. How does that kinu up when this merag line? How did the Rosh answer it? Take a look on the Rosh. See what he answered. Rosh melsa kelim. Rosh. Yuma. What Yuma?
When Rabbi Tama says. Pouring the water on the clothing is
there
lip look.
Right.
Does it mean you have to use dirty water? It means in the fact
that no, you have to use dirty water. No. So how do we know that's not what the Reba with Mechavan in the first place? The action is an action which is not a cleansing action, it's a dirtying action. Hold on 1 second. How did he answer the question? Number one of you, he said the what? I beg it, Hush, I won't show you Hushka again. Mount Levisha, Miel, Kodam Levgamri, he knows you're the Gibusa. I mean, the Tom says, Derech Lichluch. Tira, Derech Lichluch, Bigayimo, Beraglai, Rabbi the Tom, Shetiri, Yodet, Gachal, Osam, Bavar, 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 Shetiri, Yodet, Gachal, there's no need to eliminate the Meraglayim. Just pour up water on the Mevatel and Abidin. There's no Kavod on the Nikri HaKesem. We don't care the Kesem would stay until Mashiach comes. Yechulu Labdine Bittul. The North of David. Who comes to Tzoa, forget about it. You gotta get rid of the Tzoa, forget about it. You can't daven otherwise. The Meraglayim can stay in as long as it's Bittul. The Tzoa has to go out. This is the opinion of the Rabbi Natan. Understood by the Mogan Avraham, etc. Had I got Smolach, I understand Rabbi Natan. One more time. He was master even so. How did he understand it? No, nothing to do with the Riva. There's no hope in the Riva. No. Derech Lichluch, I quote over here. Eino tsuris malacha shalibun. Ve'odet mistam kalachayad. Kind of a shiri gozov alo gozov b'chachamim. O si b'tanai b'yalma. Tabosh lo yiskav in the libun. Therefore, even in the Skavan, the Hussar at Soa, the Spal Nami Shari, came in the Skavan, Mamish Liban, who Vederach Lukluk Shari, Kiagav, and you want to get rid of the Toa. That's his fundamental point over here in Sidkotan Dalit. That's the case. He says in Sidkotan, hey, Kota goes Mordechai, Derech Lukluk is not a Tsura Samalacha. Not a Tsura Samalacha. This is Lushan over here. Manav Kamina. Oh, 1 second. According to Rabbi Matam, according to the Mogan Avram, not Tzoa, because it's not even Tzoa. Number two, according to the Mogan Avram, works only by Shriyasa Zekibuso. David told the Guru, as he said before, Rakhmazen is Chadish, he told the Riva, the Shenim is Kavan, Afilim is Sikration, Shari, Hosea Ben Atam, the boy, that's what the Magan Mishnah we saw before. But Kibus Mamish, I mean, Malacha Gemura, but according to the Beis Yosef, he wants to say it works even by Malacha Gemura. Why? The Iker after is Derech Lichluch Eino Tzuras Malacha. A different verse completely. Well, if he's there, we understand the Machlokas Tzvia B'Derech Lichluch. I'm not going to get to the Tzvia B'Derech Lichluch beyond our discussion for the moment.
What was the Rosh's answer?
The Rosh said, he's not trying to clean it. He's trying to halachically permit to daven there. And that's officially the matter.
How's that different than what we saw in
Tosis? Yeah, a little twist, a little extra word. No, you didn't have the word? Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm asking. I don't
Let's take a look. Hold on. Look at the words of the Rosh, the words of Tosis. He says, "Ain't a derech libun elo lichluch." Who? "Veinem is kavens levat the miraglan gashul l'spal." Did he hear a word or not? Oh, I mean miskavens. That's what's not here. Tosis. The Rish says he miskavens the tar al lichluch. He says, no, you're not miskavenis. On the contrary, all miskavenis to vatel eraglayim. It's a different concept, not to clean it, just to be vatel it. It's a halachic concept.
Could be.
I'll just end with this last point from the Sefer once we're here about Tzvia. And Tzvia next week. But we're here. Let me just read what he said about Tzvia. The machlok is Shin Chof Sif Chof. Give a look at both sides. Shin, if you have a big sugar off, better look there. Shin Chav, Sif Chav. That's it. Someone's eating strawberries. Don't touch your hands into a napkin. So there. Says the Melon Avram in Sivkotan Chav Dalit Radvaz Kotan the Chumri Yisari Derech Lichluch. Says the Melon Avram Ein Simen Shin Beis of Yud Diyesh Osun Kibbutz Derech Lichluch Kol Shken Tzviya the Kol Tzviya Kach Lachin Ein Lachil. It's a machlokas the Melon Avram and Radvaz when it comes to Tzoveya B'derech Lichluch. What does that mean? The Radvazi says, hold like that, goes Mordechai, that Derech Lichluch is a separate heter. Even Malacha Gemura. So too by Soveya. It's only a Chumash, it's not me giving it in. The Bavan Rabbi Shitoso, with only Mata Shiosu Zerkibuso, told the Gerua, based on the Riva, that Malacha Gemura of Kibbutz Tzvi would not be Matir. So these two Magen Avraham and Radvaz go together. That's his chiddush over here at the end of Simon Sama Gimel in his beautiful sefer. Oh, now you have a chance. We'll do what we can over here. Finish up one little nakuna. We a few more minutes left. On both sides. There is a Adonai which we saw a little bit yesterday. I just want to show you one part of Adonai there, and then I want to show you what the Mishnah Levon says, and then we'll have to stop. Adonai there is Kuf Nun Zion. Where are we? Here, all the seir, ain't it a seir? Rashi explains, "Haseir kosher ve'ena bolea, mashat or nami lo bolea." The Rambam puts the two together. Right? Puts the two together. no Bolea, there's no Yisra of Kibbutz. He quotes this from the Alter Rebbe, Siman Shin Beis, somewhere. Okay, questions like this. Oh, this is the key. This we did not. I don't think we saw this yesterday. Schidasov, look at this. Tzach lahavin hadimyon. Iyesh kibbutz bo chayev olav b'shabbes. Means kibbutz bo, but it comes to dam chatas. V'lo mutzav b'shabbes. Oto mechaves nishte be'ovas b'lochas hulanishal b'malami. Nearly. Shem emishat tzadikim al einatong kibbutz el adavar sharo al kibbutz. Uve'gemara the mutzik kli debar greido. Rama Paskin, the Maya Kli Gorda, what's Gorda mean? Scratch off the blood. The Chor Kosha, great as Ulama. Rem Nata Zala Or, Achlo Hufshad, Ainton Kibus, Shudain O Kli. When this Kli Shigorda, I'll call upon him, and Mishan the Mitzvah Torino, the Dumid, the Beggar Shukli. The person was Beggar. Him Kain, the Kli Ace, O Matkas, O Labar Kibus, the Mitzvah Torino, the Kibus, Lama Gorda, the Cloud. It's a Tachabes, and welcome Tor. You're not laundering your dishes. Tzorach lama. Shadaas chachamim. Shatoi kpida lahosir dam chadas mikli. Uve beged shemuv lo besocho. Tzorach lachapsa. Mizeh nishmad bekli sheinu muv lo. Vuchuyov lachoponim legardo. Lachachim in itna b'matisim v'orditon kibus. Vuchach de muv lo besocho. Doesn't say great, this is kibbutz. If a Shabbos Nami also for Chayev, Shem Levush. Kevin is a Chin Ador Bolea, a Mefurish, Shuvain the Damos or the Seir. Shapir Shrashi Tam named Schiz of a Seir, Mishu the Seir, Koshavain a Bolea. So we're stuck a little bit. We're stuck a little bit. So my last point for today is the Mishnah Salib Malamed, page Kuf, Pei, Vov. Yeah, we got pretty far. I have another 100 pages before Shabbos somehow. All right, we can do it. Cool favor.
Is
the question is this whole mahal. The way we start off the shiur thing with the whole bialocha. How do you? He has eight mahalchim.
Where did the Rambam know?
That Rambam, that Bialochas Kasher, from Sak, the whole question. Mahalach number 8. The best Teretz. The answer to Bialochas problems. He says, go look back earlier. He quotes what he said earlier. In Zvachim, you see, the Gidrei Kibbutz Ba'al, in Shabbos, and the Kibbutz Badam Chadas, Shavit. So the Bialochas says, by Kibbutz, Viseyar Shavit. Look, the Gemara equates when it comes to Or. There should be a quite a comes to Seir too. That's the Bialochas whole problem with Seir, with the sack made from Seir, Tashchav Zayin. That's the whole problem. No. No, not against the Bialochas. Listen carefully. What's Pad Kibbutz Beged B'Shabbos? Am I Beged Atzim B'Kulkalu? Oh, no. The Beged Natsam Echutin V'Nimin Shenem Bolim Shuvena B'Kal Kibbutz Tekeva Da Lichluch Ena Balua B'Toch Achutin. So next year, kibbalua b'soch habeged, lo shayach be kibbutz. If it's not absorbed, it can't fix it, and there's no issue of kibbutz on Shabbos. For kol to the new chiyuv of the kibbutz mitzvah melech on Shabbos, but for kibbutz dam chatos, the dam balua bein achut in between the chutin, chal of chiyuv kibbutz. That's the beged after me namugur bekimukukol. I did the rabbi balua bo. This is still dam chadas and mitzvah melech lechav lasiro. What is raya? This avnei nezer. Removing the blood from between the hairs is no less a chiyuv than removing the blood from on top of your dishes. There you scratch it. You can't scratch it between the hairs. You have to launder it. And here's the final paragraph for today. V'hoh shedim sas sugid izvachim. Indian kibbutz be'or b'shabbos kibbutz dam chatos. No, shani osam that kama she'or eino bolea. Hare kulo miksha achasi. Leather is one thing. Nimsa shotzos adam nasa de greater or greater. Floy de pula shal kibbutz. Hishra agamara anidon nimshah kibbutz ba'or and kibbutz agabe shabbos. It's haba atalya. Greater, which is a chiv on dam chadus, is mutter on Shabbos. You'll have to take your pot that has something on it and scratch off the pot, scratch off the dish. Het gavur, that's not libun. So they have the nays that open up the sugya to us by saying that the whole chiv of greater comes from the fact that the Torah wanted to get rid of the blood in any way, shape, or form. So that's arguable. That's a unique din when it comes to dam chadus. Does not apply when it comes to Shabbos. If you scratch something off a pot on Shabbos, it's not going to be Yisur Malabing. Avu bebeget Niseor. Sh'av sh'abeget atzvayinim bugdu kimakukol. Adel lechlech, why? Because all the blood, whatever it is between the hairs, not in the hairs, between them, it's not considered as mekukol, so it cannot be nechiv and malabin with the rice on Shabbos. Mekomakom, yesh v'kopponim mitzius, sh'bliya bein achutin, Shabbos l'chalim v'lomar, ein lulmo dine kibbutz begin v'lgabe Shabbos, imitzus kibbutz begin, sh'nin des alav dam chatos, u'kemoshen is boer. Wow! A distinction. The Gemara equates them with respect to or. Now with respect to seor. That's a very beautiful answer to this question. A very beautiful answer to this question. But look how he finishes. Look how he finishes. Until now, so far, so good. It's left 2 minutes. And he says as follows. Oh. Shapi Shloma. The olam say alav bar kibus uklal. Umeyatam agufo let's pay bishum schita. Vatam sheshchiv kibus bebegat halosim isak. Umeshum nisham lo binan dafka pula shal kibus. Ala pula shekakoka lo hosir adam. Like dam al kli. Nothing to do with Shabbos. This is what he says over here on page Kuf Pei Vav, going over to Kuf Pei Zayin. But then he says, that's, I think it's great. Go back 100 pages. From Kuf Pei Zayin to Pei Zayin, something they don't necessarily agree with. And he said he's quoted from before. He said he's quoted from 100 pages earlier, but now he says Gevaldik. He says, oh, he answered the steer between the Belachas Kasher Dafnun Kuf Chav Ches. La'olam yesh kibbutz beguf ha'adam. You can be chayav for laundering your body. That's different. Ain't kibbutz b'schita b'seir at all. Not the rice, not the rabbanon, he's saying. But right afnun. That's what he's saying. But here's daiti, although you could say this way, I prefer a different way. As I already told you. There's no kibbutz b'guf adam. To me that seems elementary. You can't launder your body. It's a schita the rabbanon by a seir tolush or by those certain little dobies that wash the dishes where it's trapped between. So this last conclusion that he has in the page Zion, although it could be true, not necessarily true. We'll have to stop here. Mishnah tomorrow. We'll try to wrap up as much as we can the malach of malabim, again pending what I see on Shabbos, and we'll talk about the parashah Shavua. And next week we'll start the malach of Tovei.